Masechet Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. This Masechet, Masechet Megillah, dealing with the holiday of Purim, which is on the 14th or 15th of Adar, depending on where a person is located, as we'll explain further, has the mitzvah of Kiryat Megillah, the obligation to read the Megillah, the night of Purim, and the next morning as well. This Mishnah will talk about that specific mitzvah, which could be performed on other days as well, besides for the 14th and the 15th. Mishnah says, Megillah nikret be'ahad asar, b'shnem asar, b'shlosha asar, b'arba'a asar, b'hamisha asar, lo pachot, ve'lo yoteh. The Megillah is read on the 11th of Adar, or on the 12th of Adar, 13th of Adar, 14th of Adar, 15th of Adar. It can't in any situation ever be read before the 11th of Adar, and in no situation could it be read after the 15th of Adar. There are five possible days that this mitzvah of reading the Megillah could happen, not before, not after, and the reason will be explained in the next in the next part of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Kedachin hamukafin homa b'mod Yehoshua bin Nun, koriin b'hamisha asad." Any people who live in cities that were surrounded by a wall in the times of Yehoshua bin Nun, read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. A walled city is defined by if it was walled in the times of Yehoshua bin Nun, not in the time of the Megillah. They come to this idea that there's an obligation to say the Megillah in a walled city on the 15th of Adar, from a derashah of the Pesukim that connects the Pasuk to another Pasuk in Sefer Devarim. But they base it off of if it was walled during the times of Yehoshua bin Nun and not the times of the Megillah when the story was happening, because that would be, in a way, a disgrace to Yerushalayim, a disgrace to Israel, because the walls of Jerusalem were already destroyed during those later days. So therefore, if you're going to tell me that there's going to be a unique status to another city like Shushan and not to Jerusalem, that would be disrespectful to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, we make sure that we're talking about walled cities during the times of Yehoshua bin Nun. Kefarim v'ayarot gedolot, when talking about people who lived in villages and large towns, korin be'arba'a asa, they would read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar. Ela she'akefarim makdimin le'yom ha'kenisa. But there were people who lived in villages who would come in on the Yom HaKenisa, the day of the assembly, when the marketplace was open on Monday and Thursday, and also when the Bet Din would be convened. They would come in to have court cases, to discuss things with the Hachamim. So they would always be coming in on Mondays and Thursdays, and that would be the Yom HaKenisa, the market day. And in their own villages, nobody many times had the ability, they didn't know how to read. They didn't know how to read the Megillah. So they would come in to do their errands in order to go to the Bet Din and so on. And as they're there, they would also accomplish the tedious and difficult mitzvah of Kiryat Megillah by the people who were in the bigger towns. These people, the people who lived in the villages would come to the bigger towns on these days. And people there knew how to read the Megillah, so they would fulfill their obligation for them on those days. Masechet Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Bet. So two things we should really mention before we get into the next Mishnah. One of them we mentioned earlier on, which is the fact that Megillah is not read on Shabbat. When Hachamim were instituting the fact that Megillah gets read with Purim, they made sure that they had it pushed away from Shabbat Gezerah, because they were nervous that people were going to carry a Megillah arba amot b'rishut harabim, that people were going to carry the Megillah outside and violate the halakha, or the principle of hotza'ah, person not allowed to carry outside on Shabbat. So they made sure to work around Shabbat and never have the Kiryat HaMegillah fall out on Shabbat. Number two, when they were coming up with their dates, they learned out from the words, or they connected to the words velo ya'avor, which is in Megillat Esther, that Purim can never be pushed past the 15th. You can never have a reading of the Megillah after the 15th of Adar. Velo ya'avor, don't go past that date. Words of the Megillah in Perek Tet Pasuk Kav Zayin. So with that little introduction, we're going to go into the second Mishnah. Kesad. So what's the scenario that we were playing out really in the first Mishnah? What are the specifics of that scenario when everyone's going to read? Hal liyot yom arba'a asad basheni. If the 14th of Adar, the day of Purim, fell out on a Monday, kefarim ve'ayarot gedolot korin bo bayom umukafot homa lemahar. The small villages on the outskirts and the bigger cities, which do not have a wall around them, are going to read on that Monday, which is the 14th, umukafot homa lemahar. And the walled cities are going to read on the 15th, which is the Tuesday. Hal leyot bashelishi o barevi'i. If Purim, the 14th, falls out either on a Tuesday or on a Wednesday, kefarim makdimin leyom hakenisa, those small little villages are going to read earlier on the yom hakenisa. That would mean that Monday, which is either the 12th or the 13th of Adar. If Purim, if the 14th falls out on a Tuesday, they're reading one day earlier, which is the 13th. If Purim falls out on a Wednesday, which is the 14th on a Wednesday, the Kefarim are going to be reading on the 12th, which is the Monday before, 2 days earlier. V'ayarot gedolot korin bo bayom, and the bigger cities with no walls are going to read on the 14th, which is the Tuesday or the Wednesday. U'mukafot homa lemahar, and the walled cities are going to be reading the next day, either the Wednesday or the Thursday, depending on when the 14th was. If the 14th was on a Tuesday, the walled cities are going to be reading on the 15th, which is a Wednesday. If the 14th was on a Wednesday, the walled cities are going to be reading on the 15th, which is a Thursday. Mishnah continues, Hal lihiyot b'hamishi, kefarim v'ayarot gedolot korim bo bayom u'mugafot homa lemahar. If the 14th fell out on a Thursday, the small villages and the bigger cities with no walls are going to read on that Thursday, which is on the 14th. Umukafot homa lemahar, and the walled cities are going to be reading on the 15th, which is a Friday. Hal lihiyot erev Shabbat. If you have Purim falling out on a Friday, kefarim makdimin leyom hakenisa, the small villages are going to read one day earlier, which is on the 13th, which is the Thursday, yom hakenisa, which we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. V'ayarot gedolot u'mukafot homa korin bo bayom. And you're going to have the bigger cities read on their normal day, which is on Friday, the 14th of Adar. And the mukafot homa, the walled cities, which are supposed to be reading on the 15th, which happens to fall out on Shabbat in this scenario, the 15th is on a Shabbat, they're going to read one day earlier with the bigger cities, so they're going to be reading on that Friday as well. Next case, Mishnah continues, Hal lihiyot b'Shabbat, if Purim, the 14th, falls out on Shabbat, kefarim v'ayarot gedolot makdimin v'korin liyom hakenisa. The small villages and the bigger cities, they read 2 days earlier on Thursday, which is yom hakenisa. So here it's Shabbat, the 14th. So instead of reading on Shabbat, we have them read 2 days earlier. And we say, you know what, instead of having such hilukim, instead of having such a divide, and having the kefarim read on Yom HaKenisa, which is the 12th, and then the ayarot gedolot, the bigger cities, read on Friday, the 13th, and only bump them one day in, we have both of them just go in 2 days earlier and read 2 days earlier on the 12th, because once we're pushing it earlier, you might as well have everyone read together in a way. Umukafot homa lemahar, and the walled city people are going to read mahar, which is the 15th, which is a Sunday, and that's the appropriate normal day that they're going to be reading. Mishnah continues, Hal lihiyot ahar Shabbat. If the 14th falls out on a Sunday, kefarim makdimin liyom hakenisa, you're going to have the kefarim, the small villages, read a few days earlier, which is on the previous Thursday, which falls out on the 11th, which is the earliest possible reading. Ve'ayarot gedolot korim bo bayom, and the bigger cities are going to read on that Sunday, which is the normal day, the 14th, that they would always read. U'mukafot homa lemahar, and the walled cities are going to read the next day, which is Monday, the 15th, the natural day that they're supposed to be reading.